Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here's Oisin Coyne.
Thanks, Sonia. Good morning. Well, starting with soccer, and it was a thrilling night in the Europa League for Shamrock Rovers in Tallaght Stadium last night. In their second leg of their third qualifying round tie, the Hoops overturned their one-goal deficit to defeat Slovenian side Celje, winning 3-1 after extra time. Graham Burke, who came on as a late substitute, proved to be the hero, netting the winner to send Rovers through to the playoff round 3-2 on aggregate. Rovers manager Stephen Bradley said the result was just what the fans deserved after what's been a mixed season so far.
It's a brilliant night. Myself and Stephen were texting earlier, wishing each other luck, obviously, and saying how good it would be if both of us could get through and try to get to the groups, and we've done it, and I hope Pats can follow us. It can only be a good thing for the league as a whole.
Tonight was so dramatic, it went to extra time. You needed all your resources, you needed your bench to come through. So exciting, and tonight, I've never seen it before, VAR played a really important part.
Yeah, we were told, after the goalkeeper made the challenge, we were told it was a penalty from our video analysis, and then when you seen it on VAR, it was quite clear, and we just asked the fourth official to make sure it went to VAR, and to be fair, he did, and yeah, once the ref seen the screen, it was quite clear what he was going to do.
So you've got group stage guaranteed, but next week you play Pauk for a Europa League playoff place. Exciting times, busy times.
Yeah, it's exactly what we want. I spoke when we got groups the last time that we didn't want to wait 10, 15 years as a club to be back there. We wanted to be back there and test ourselves. We've guaranteed that now, but we want to try to go one better and see can we go Europa League. That's the aim. And that'll be the aim. Can we go over there and bring it back to Tallaght like tonight and bring it back here, anything's possible.
At the end, the celebrations between the players and the fans was something to behold.
Yeah, we owe them that. They've been brilliant for us. There's been times we've let them down this year in terms of performances, but they've stayed with us. And all you can ask for as a staff is that the fans back you, and they've backed us to the hilt. So I thought it was important that we shared that moment. Nights like tonight don't happen very often, and it was important we shared that moment with them.
Stephen Bradley there speaking to Tony O'Donoghue. And as Tony said, Rovers will face Pauk of Greece in that playoff, but they are already guaranteed a spot in the Conference League group stages and a minimum of €3.8 million in prize money. Also a brilliant night for St. Pat's, who are through to the Conference League playoff round after a 1-0 victory over Sabah, 2-0 on aggregate. Zach Elbazedi scored the winning goal on the night that saw Stephen Kenny celebrate his 50th game as a manager in Europe. And the Saints will now face Istanbul Başakşehir over two legs for a place in the outright competition. Also a busy night ahead in the last 16 of the FAI Cup. Premier Division leader Shelburne host Galway at Talca Park, and in Derry City are away to First Division leaders Cork City. And Athlone Town make the trip to Waterford, and lots of non-league sides have also made it this far. Drogheda United host Wilton United, Treaty welcome Pike Rovers to Limerick, and Ballyfermot take on Wexford. All of the matches kick off at 7:45. And the Premier League season is upon us. Manchester United kick things off against Fulham. Just 13 points separated the sides at the end of last season, but with a new look defence and more options going forward, United fans will be expecting a great improvement from their 8th placed finish. That gets underway at Old Trafford from 8 p.m. Now to golf, Seamus Power is just 3 shots off the lead heading into the second round of the St Jude Invitational. He's 3 under par, while Rory McIlroy is just a shot further back on 2 under, and Shane Lowry is level par. Chris Kirk is the man to catch at Southwind on 6 under. At the Czech Masters, Tom McKibben has just teed off his second round. He's currently level after the 4th hole, while Gary Hurley is out on course in the afternoon, where he's 2 over par after his first round. Richie Ramsey and Peter Moolman hold the lead on 8 under. And the Australia's Minji Lee leads heading into day 2 of the Women's Scottish Open. She's 5 under par. Leona Maguire heads the Irish Challenge on 1 over, while Stephanie Meadow will have to complete the remaining 6 holes of her first round today. She's 2 over par, while Lauren Walsh begins her second round on 5 under. Now to cricket, and the Ireland women's team take on Sri Lanka today in the first of the 3 one-day in internationals. Gabby Lewis will step into the captaincy role, replacing Laura Delaney, who sustained an ankle injury on Tuesday. Play is due to get underway at Stormont in Belfast at 10:45 this morning. Now to rugby, and looking ahead to the weekend, Munster face Leinster in the second round of the Vodafone Women's Interprovincial Championship on Saturday. Speaking ahead of the match, Leinster's Emma Tilley is expecting a tough contest following Munster's impressive performance against Ulster last time out.
Look, they put it. Ulster put it forward to Munster, and Munster didn't back down. It was a brilliant performance by both teams. The score did not replicate the game. It was brilliant. But I've played with a couple of the girls on the Munster team, so we know what they're like to play with and against. I've played with them, played against them at club level, so it's nice to know that. We'll watch our game back, and it's going to be really exciting for the weekend.
And that kicks off at Musgrave Park tomorrow at 4:45. And before that, Ulster host Connacht at the Kingspan Stadium from 20 past 2. Now, fresh off the plane from Paris, Irish Olympian Keane O'Connor is straight back into equestrian action at the Dublin Horse Show. O'Connor will be competing for the Aga Khan later today. And I'm delighted to say he's been speaking to our reporter, Brendan McArdle, this morning.
Thanks, Oisín, and a very good morning here from the RDS. I'm delighted to be joined by Olympian Keane O'Connor. Keane, welcome back from Paris. You're back on home soil. Going to jump in your 18th Aga Khan this afternoon. This is the competition that's really close to your heart.
Thanks, Brendan. Yeah, it's always great to jump at home. I mean, myself and the lads, we compete across the world, I suppose, throughout the year, and we're jumping big competitions every month. But there's something special about coming home to Dublin.
Michael Blake wasn't that positive earlier in the week, but he's changed his tune. Why is that? Has he seen what the other teams have been doing already this week and thinks that the Irish are in a stronger position?
I think there's always high expectations when we jump at home. Everyone's behind us, everyone wants us to win, and we all want to do well. But I suppose you've got to be realistic too. There's been a lot of shows on this year. This team has been very successful. We won the Big Nations Cup in Ocala, we won in Aachen, we've been on the podium multiple times. So it's not easy, and there's a different group of horses, some younger horses, some newer partnerships. So we'll certainly be trying our very best.
Switzerland are back to defend the title they won 12 months ago. On paper, they are the red hot favourites, but United States have a strong team. Britain have the perfect draw. They're 8 of 8. Would you be afraid of any of them this afternoon?
Yeah, absolutely. The three you mentioned are all very strong, all very good. But it comes down to jumping clear rounds first. We have to beat the course builder, and if we can jump enough clears, we have a good chance, I think.
Finally, you're the senior man of the team. You're not the eldest on the team, I don't think, but you're last to go for the team. Is that extra responsibility?
Not really. I've been put in that position for the last period now, and I actually quite enjoy it. Normally, you have to try and jump clear to win, so when you jump clear, you're a great fella. When you don't, some people think you're not. But we take it in our stride, and I suppose it's nice to have a bit of time to watch other horses go. I'm very confident in Sue Magner's fancy, and I'm really hopeful that he can do the business today.
Well, the very best of luck to you and the team. Oisín, it's going to be an epic contest here at the RDS this afternoon. The action gets underway at 3 o'clock. Let's hope the Irish team are lifting that famous Aga Khan trophy come tea time.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks to Brendan and to Keane for taking the time to talk to us this morning. And then finally, we have two race meetings today as well. The first of an 8-race card is off in Cork at 4:15, while the action in Tramore gets underway at 5 p.m. with a 7-race card there.